And I opined, or I blurted out, or I made comment that, you know, there were altogether too many faggot-looking individuals that he all, this other individual, not my friend, and that there were just altogether too many faggot-looking individuals in this man's entourage. I mentioned that to my friend that I've known for in excess of 10 years, actually more than that. Stand by, David. You've got this nasty tendency to interrupt. I will give you the microphone, both of you, Phil also. Anyway, and I'm almost finished. Donnie, so that discussion took place, and it was totally unremarkable. I was a little more insistent because the situation was a little bit, far advanced, and I essentially spoke my mind. Opined about this individual who is no friend of mine, and to my friend, and I essentially said he did just altogether too many faggoty looking. He's got an altogether too faggoty looking entourage in his entourage, and that was unremarkable. And the fun, the remarkable thing was, I used to hear from this guy once a week, by telephone. Usually he'd like to come by for a cup of coffee. And I didn't hear from him for a while. In fact, I didn't hear from him until Christmas. I didn't hear from him at Christmas because I went away for Christmas and New Year's. And I haven't heard from him since. Donnie, I thought I saw a footy dance, and I think he voted with his feet, which is fair enough, but I'm disappointed. I expect that's what happened, because that was the last conversation we had, and there was nothing else that I had ever discussed, there was nothing else that I had laterally discussed with him. And that was even remotely controversial. We got along famously. I helped him a little bit. He helped me a little bit with a second, with a point of view, and I value a second opinion. I helped him with some quasi-legal matters. And he does a bit of writing as well. He has some entanglements with his landlord and such. So that was the only thing that, in retrospect, several months ago, may have contributed to this discord. I feel. I don't know, because he has not. He doesn't call. I called. He doesn't have an answering machine. So I called several times. I don't know if he's got caller ID. I suspect he does. Donnie, does that answer your question? I'm disappointed, of course, because
if he were to come out,
now I don't know how that would have affected me or how it would affect me, assuming he's decided to go to visit his friends for the last 3 months, which is not true, because I've seen his car on the road. But I don't know how I would have reacted, how it would have affected our friendship, of course, some way, at some level. But I'm not sure it would have led to a breach of our friendship if he simply said, "Carl, I'm of that persuasion." If he had said in almost as many words, "Carl, I'm of that persuasion, but I value you as a human being, I value you as a friend. We have some history in common, admittedly at a distance. I hope you will extend me the same courtesy." It may change certain aspects of the friendship between us, but I hope it does not lead to its rupture. And I would have thought that is how we would have handled it had he come up and said, "Carl, you were getting close to to something that you didn't necessarily realize, and I thought I would clear the air. And that's how I would have wanted him to handle it. That is how I expect I would have handled it. Johnny, quickly to you, and then don't forget your friend Phil, and don't forget our friend David. Quickly to you, Johnny. Knowing full well that, you know, you're an American, you don't agree with everything Canadians say, of course, it goes without saying, but must nevertheless be said. Knowing that you, you know, are a Nazarene Oxford wearing, a granola eating, social working shuffler, what do you think of my attitude, Johnny? Was it good, bad, or indifferent? Over.
Well, let's see. I think David and Phil may have went up to 313. Let's see what they think real quickly. Go ahead, Phil or Dave. Yeah, okay. I think they... I got to say, Carl, probably you shouldn't have those views. You should be re-indoctrinated. Your views about homosexuals are somewhat homophobic, deplorable view, actually, in my mind. If I was being a heterosexual, if I was visiting someone, I would probably reprimand you, is what I would do. The gentleman that perhaps he is a homosexual that was coming to your house to have dinner, I'm not quite sure. But that's not important to me. No, I wouldn't use the word irrelevant, but not of any great significance in this situation you described. I would suggest to you that for me, if I found myself in that position and you had said that, I don't particularly like that faggoty word, but I can live with that word, of course. But if you have some real strong homophobic views about, and I'm not sure that you do, actually, that they're somehow less than or evil or something to be ostracized or put back in the closet. I'll tell you, I just don't feel that way towards people. Any homophobic people kind of upset me, actually. I find them I just don't like to be around them. I got a brother-in-law that's like that, actually. And he would make those comments around the family sometimes, and I didn't want him to say those kind of things around my children at some of the holiday events.